Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 21. Episode 21. If you love what you've been listening to, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. You can find The Vibe You're in multiple platforms, including Spotify,
Audible,
Apple Podcast,
iHeartRadio,
and many, many others. You can find us
everywhere, man.
Everywhere, man. So before we even start the show, I actually want to do a shout out to some people that showed us love. We've got some listeners in New Zealand who reached out and showed us a lot of love. They're listeners, and they also shared it with a couple of colleagues, and they sent us a message. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And all the folks that have reached out, thank you for listening. Your support has been awesome. Your reviews on our show really, really help. So if this serves you, if this show serves you, whether you're, you know, cooking, whether you're working out, listening at home or in the car, thank you so much for the support.
We love you back.
That's right. So as we always start our show, I want to thank our sponsor of the night, Froggy's Party Pad.
The Enchantment Room.
Thank you, Froggy's Party Pad, for always blessing us with the roofo.
Over our heads. And hit them up at www.froggiespartypad.com for your next event.
That's right. And Froggy's Party Pad helps us with our super producer engineer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse. Y'all.
Thank you, Short Fuse, for always making us sound amazing.
Chicka, chicka, quack.
So for today's episode, it is an early episode, and we typically have a drink or two, but today we're actually going to keep it PG, and we're going to have a cup of coffee.
Caffeine, yo.
Caffeine actually helps. So, Michael, what kind of coffee do you like?
I happen to be a dark roast coffee lover. And, you know, while we're at it, I'm going to shout out, because I don't think I ever have. They're local. Mm-hmm. It's Wicked Joe's Coffee out of Maine.
No, I've never had it.
No? They make a Wicked Dark Roast. It's really good. It has a hint of chocolate and stuff in it. I don't know if it actually has chocolate, but they say it on the package.
There's a place that I go to called the Coffee Factory in Newburyport, Massachusetts. So shout out to them and shout out to coffee. Cheers.
Yes, yes, y'all. You don't stop.
That's right. Today's topic is a great topic, and I am so excited to dive right into it. It is a topic that I think a lot of people will enjoy. It's something that people have mentioned to us to talk about. And so, Michael, what is that topic for the day?
The topic is, first of all, shout out to the focus group.
Shout out to the focus group.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about the creative mind or the competitive mind.
Ooh.
So it's not versus. It's not you're going to challenge a competitive mind, because then you're just asking for to be challenged, and then you're going to be challenged as you're challenging. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Reverse.
No, that makes sense to me. I mean, say it again so that people in the audience can listen.
I'll say it slow. So it's not versus, it's or. One or the other. Because if you say versus, you're trying to compete, which is contradicting what we're going to be talking about.
That's true.
And if you're trying to compete, that means you're inviting other people to compete against you, which is not. We're trying to live in peace and happiness. Let's get going. You're ready.
So it says here, creativity is not a competition. It's a quote from Autumn Sky Hall. What I think when I hear the creative mind is it's someone who has realized the creative mind. As someone who has realized that you have a creative mind, you have begun to see that you create your world as you go along. This is free will. This is your gift. As you use your powerful gift, you will begin to pull into your sphere everything that you imagine. This is why we say, guard your thoughts.
This is true. We have to guard our thoughts.
Why is that?
Because every single thought has the power of the universe backing it up.
That is true.
And we've talked about this 1,000 times. Whatever you think, whatever you think gets put into motion. And you want to make sure that there are thoughts that you really want. Whatever you vibrate, the vibration that you're on, whatever you're throwing out as thoughts is going to come back in like kind. It's the way it works.
Well, we always talk about
thoughts become things.
We always talk about the positive mind.
Yeah.
How if you have that positive mindset, the things that you want to accomplish will come to you.
Right.
The minute the negative thought comes in, it clouds it. It clouds your ability to get to the next step.
Right. At the end of the day, this is what it is. We're all born with creative minds. Everybody. Everybody on the planet is born with a creative mind. And it's evident when you look at a child. I look at my children, that they're super creative. And I don't mean, when we say creative, people can say, well, what does that mean? I've never even known crayons. So it's not about crayons. It's not about anything in that need. It's just that you have a creative mind, meaning that you can create with your thought. Whatever you're thinking about is going to come to fruition. Thoughts become things, because when you focus on things, whatever you focus on expands. So as those, you release the thoughts and you're focusing on them, and you're just, especially things you're obsessed about emotionally, they come to you even faster. So just with that knowledge, you know that you create, and we actually co-create, because we're creating with the source, which that's another topic, but you know, we have the source inside us.
I think for some people, they hear the word creative and they think, you know, the writer, the artist, the musician. It's really not about that. And so I think as I've been studying some of these methodologies and some of these writings from the past, I realized that creative mind is a whole different thing. For me, it's basically what you just said. You're allowing yourself to have the mind, or allow the mind yourself to think about the things you want to do and be able to elaborate those things, those thoughts, positive thoughts, obviously, and put them out there. You know, I never was an artist, you know, in some degree. I wasn't great in art school or in art class, but certainly, you know, to go to this, understanding the creative mind, having this platform, having this opportunity, has created creativity within me, because I'm able to express myself on this mic.
And it's all about expansion and fuller expression. And you're absolutely right. This is a platform that we can just go all out and do whatever we want. And mm-hmm. we're being creative. And, you know, and we always think, well, hopefully this helps.
Sure.
You know, whatever it is that we're doing. But that's exactly what it is. Everybody has a gift. Everybody. We're good at something. And whatever that is, that's where your creativity comes out. But it's beyond that. It's the simple fact that you can create whatever you want simply by focusing on whatever it is that you want. And you co-create. You make it happen. People don't understand that. We talked about this last week. Shout out to Betty Camilo Correa. She was here with us. She was awesome, by the way.
She was.
And with her, we talked about stories. We create our own stories. We create our own stories. That's where the creative mind comes in. You're creating your own story. A lot of people don't realize that. They just go day to day thinking that, you know, things just happen. Things don't just happen.
No, you got to make it happen.
Yeah, and you're making it happen whether you know it or not. Mm-hmm. And that's the scary part. So, and we know that a lot of the planet, after they reach a certain age, they forget that they have a creative mind. So that's why I love what we're doing, because, hey, somebody's put two mics in front of us and we're saying,
exactly,
we're shouting it out. You can create your world as you go along. You're a co-creator. You can make this happen. You have free will. And that's the beauty of everything that we're talking about.
Well, 21 episodes ago, we had no episodes.
That's true.
And I sat in front of a mic and I said, what am I doing? I really did. And I figured, you know what? My creative mind was to understand that I can do it. And so I willed myself to understand internally that I had the ability to do it. Was it, you know, scary? Of course it is. Everyone who writes their story to get to where they want to go, it's not easy. It's scary sometimes, but you have to believe. You have to believe that, you know what? It's going to happen for me. And so the creative process allows it. Hey, we're 21 episodes in. Hopefully we're better now than we were episode one, but apparently episode one to a lot of people was very inspirational. And so I listened back to it and I'm like, wow, you know what? I've learned so much of myself as we, you know, venture and go through this journey of these shows. But always think that everyone out there has the ability of a creative mind. Everyone
has a creative
mind. You.
Everybody.
Just speak to yourself, listen to yourself, follow your intuition. That is so key. I think a lot of people say, well, what does that sound like? What am I supposed to be hearing? there's really not a voice that's telling you what to do. It's inside of you. Don't do it with the emotional part. Just say, what is inside of me? What is my intuition? Of course, Michael, we all have mentors. We all have teachers. That helps. That helps to that get to that level, but there's something inside of you. Use that creative mind to get to the levels where you want to get to.
Yes, yes, y'all. We all have a creative mind. We're the highest form of creation on the planet. You know, this includes we're obviously higher than the mineral. Mineral can't move. They're okay. Stuck. We're higher than the plants. The plants kind of move. They grow, you know, and you see them there in all their radiance. We're higher than the animals. And then there's us. We have free will. And that is the beauty. That's where the creative mind is, that we can do whatever. Look at us, man. We can do whatever we want. Look at this planet. You know, either we're hurting it or we're helping it.
Sure.
But, you know, you're never going to go home and find your dog sitting on the couch saying, hey, I figured out this this remote thing. You know, I don't have a thumb, but I finally figured it out. Dude, you didn't tell me about these.
That would help a lot for my
Netflix
life.
Episodes, you know. But because we're the highest form of creation. So we have free will. We have a creative mind. We can write our story as we go along. And we can change that story up. We can add to the story. We can do whatever we want. That's what the creative mind is. Byron Katie says, when the creative mind is unleashed and understands its true nature, which is what everybody's forgotten, right? It's unlimited. There's nothing you cannot do. And that's what we're talking about. It's the power of the creative mind.
People have reached out to us and say, wow, I listened to that episode and it spoke to me. And they come back and they say, there is something in what you've said that I'm reacting to. And it may not be specifically one thing over the other. I think it's a vibe that we've created that people enjoy. And at the same time, it helps them with the creative process. Lot of people, and it's been great to see that. I say, wow, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for saying that to me. I sometimes question it. But I see their faces and I see the radiancy of hey, you know, I listened to episode whatever, and it's helping. It's helping them. So it's pretty cool.
It's awesome. It's awesome to see in it. And we're doing what we're all meant to do, which is we're centers of distribution. And wherever you can find an opportunity to be able to circulate love, circulate knowledge, circulate whatever you can that's good to the next person, then you're just actually lifting yourself up. You know, you lift someone else. You want to rise, lift someone else up. And that's exactly what we're talking about here. You're using your creative mind to do it.
How does the power of attraction intertwine into this topic?
So the power of attraction, which is a secondary law, the law of attraction, mm-hmm. is the first law is the law of vibration. And right. you already hit on it. It's about the vibe you're in. And the secondary law is the law of attraction. So the power of attraction is that whatever you attract becomes part of your aura. Right? We all have an aura.
Sure.
And we all know this because when someone walks in a room, you can tell when they're in a down mood or when they're, we talked about this, or they're in a nice mood. You right. know, we know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Right? But
that's such a great feeling when you see that.
Right.
Or when you feel it yourself.
But you know what it is with these people? It's that they understand that they're guarding their thoughts. So they're only letting good thoughts come in, thoughts that match their vibration, which means matches their story. So their aura starts to grow and it starts to grow, and you can actually see it on some people.
Right.
And if the ones that you can't really see that aren't, they're not shining that much, but they're still shining, you can feel it. And so they're allowing radiance to come in. And what they're doing is they're giving the radiance back through the law of circulation. So mm-hmm. they know what they're doing. I'm only going to let good things in. I'm going to guard my thoughts, and I'm only going to give goodness back to wherever I go. Whoever I come in contact with is going to be hit with sunshine because that's all I'm trying to spread.
It's funny, when you are in that wavelength in your life, there's a lot of people that are affected by it in a good way. You can affect a lot of people who are, no, I wouldn't say troubled, but are going through some things. Maybe they're a little lost at the time. Maybe they're not focused on the task at hand. They don't have their goals set. They're not writing their goals. it's amazing that if you can impact this individual with your vibration, with that aura that you have, that everything's going to be good, that you're happy as everything and everything is going to work out. And no matter what is you're facing, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen in a positive way. You infect that in that individual. They may not know it at the time, but they're going to recognize it after maybe a day or two, where they realize, wow, it was nice to bump into Michael. Man, Michael looks really good. He just gave me that sense that he's happy with what he's doing, and it's great to see that. That's really what you want to do. You want to be able to affect people in that capacity. If they would bump into you and you would be moping around and your face would be on the floor, and they're like, and they're in their mind right now, they're going through some things. Well, guess what? They're not going to feel a vibration that, you know what? Everything's going to be all right. Just like the song.
Right. What you want them to say is, hey, that guy is good.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's why is it important to know about your aura and what you put into it? And why? Why? Because what you're trying to do is always give off the good. Always give off the good. During the focus group, we gave an example, and it was the feeling of being at a closing.
Okay.
And obviously, this is for realtors.
For loan officers.
And for loan
officers. And for attorneys.
And for attorneys, and mm-hmm. for the buyers and the sellers and whoever's at the table.
But in this case, right. In this case, it's really the real estate transaction. So
right.
Just work with us for a little bit. If you're not in real estate, some of you have probably either buying a house, bought a house, own a house. So let's take you back to that feeling.
Right.
Go ahead, Mike.
That's the feeling. So for an agent, what you want to focus on is the feeling that you're giving at the closing table.
Right.
Always. When you start a transaction, you're focused on the end. Mm-hmm. The end is you're sitting at a closing table and you're giving away high vibe energy because you know that you got your client is receiving what they were looking for. So they're ecstatic.
Sure.
And you've been part of that. So you're part of this radiation of joy, right? That you're mm-hmm. giving out, or you're helping to give out, and you're getting that back.
Right.
So this is what you focus on before it even happens. And so if you keep on focusing on that over and over using your creative mind, this is how you up your game. And people say, well, that sounds really hokey and woo, whatever. Try it. Try it. We invite you to try it.
If it doesn't work, send us an email at thevibeyourin@gmail.com and we will respond.
I guess we can. But you know what it is? That you can apply that to anything.
Sure.
You focus on the end and you're giving off a high vibe through your creative mind. Now, what happens on the other side of this? On the other side of this, what we're talking about is the competitive mind.
Okay.
And the competitive mind is not the creative mind. The competitive mind is actually the person that forgot that they have a creative mind.
Okay.
Because as you're a child, you're growing up with a creative mind. You're using it all the time. You're using your imagination. You have all the faith in the world. You're just happy to be here. And, you know, you're always in action. And then there comes a part where you've been squished down so long, but people saying no, and it's not in rejection. And,
right.
And all the things that you wish that you had, but you forgot that you can have them if you just focus on them. And you start, you know, going the opposite way into what it is called the competitive mind. And the competitive mind comes from a place of lack. It comes from a place of there's not enough. So the competitive mind is always trying to compete. And sure. They're always trying to have what the other person has because they think there's not enough. So they think they have to take from another person. While the creative mind doesn't think like that.
Yeah,
the creative mind comes from an abundance. A place
exactly.
Of abundance.
That's what I was about to say. They don't see the abundance part of our life.
Right.
Of the world as we see it.
Which is our natural state. Sure. Our natural state, we come from abundance. There is no secondary law of limitation. There's only one law. It's the law of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
But we forget that when we forget that who we are, that we do have a creative mind, and we can just keep using our mind, guarding our thoughts, using our thoughts, and keep creating our stories and create great stories. But people, what they do, now this is the scary part with a competitive mind,
mm-hmm.
that they're perpetuating these stories. So they consistently get bad results because they consistently have the same thoughts. So with the same thoughts come the same stories. With the same stories come the same results. And it's this perpetuating cycle of nothing is happening.
They're attracting the same stuff.
Over and over again.
Right.
And just sprinkled with some good stories here and there. You know,
hopefully.
Unconsciously, they do things.
Sure.
But they don't realize that dude, this is happening because your story is the same and you're thinking the same thing over and over and you're trying the same thing over and over again and you're getting the same results. It's not working.
Right.
So until you find one day, maybe, I don't know, a lot of people find it a different way, but you find out, wait a second, I'm the one that's making this happen. I have to wake up and think. I have to think what I'm thinking about. And if I change my story, then I don't have to be competitive. The competitive mind only thinks about one thing, themselves.
It's almost like rationing.
Right? Because there's not enough in their mind to go around.
But I find that the competitive mind is the individual that is looking over their shoulder.
All the time.
Instead of saying, let me focus on what I'm doing. Of course, in any business, in anything that you do, there's going to be others that either do it just as good, if not better. Well, why focus on that when you can focus on yourself and make it better so that whatever result you want is the result you're looking for?
Right.
When you start thinking, oh, who's doing this? Who's doing that? You're going to lose your mind and you're going to be working. Oh, it's almost like working uphill. Instead of allowing yourself that if we're going uphill, it's going to take steps to get there. And it's okay, but I'm focused on that goal. I'm going up that hill because right up there on the end is going to be what I'm looking for. It takes time to get up there, but you know what? Don't look to the left or to the right. You'll fall off.
Right.
I think that's what happens with a lot of people. They just want to know what's going on door number two.
Door number two. What is behind door number two?
Remember that show? Was it Let's Make a Deal?
I think it was Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah. It was
Monty Hall.
Monty Hall. And there was always like, the people were like, yeah, I'll take door number two. And then it would open up and it'd be like a donkey. Yeah. Where they could have had a vacation.
Right. I would take the donkey. Because there's some places we go to in DR, you cannot.
You'll need it. But you need the vacation to get there.
Jarabacoa.
You need door number one first.
That's right. Wow, so you can't take the dog. Yes,
you're right. Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And for this week, since we're having our coffee, we're going to keep it local in Salem, New Hampshire to a place called
Maddie's in Salem, New Hampshire.
It's a breakfast place. I've been there several times. They actually have outdoor seating nowadays as well, which is nice to have outdoor breakfast. What I like about this place is that every time I go there, I feel like I'm having breakfast at home.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what...
And it's fresh.
And it's fresh. I know that they pride themselves on using local product as far as what they have and, you know, their menu. But really, you walk in there, the staff is awesome. They're very friendly.
They are.
They're almost... I mean, I would say the word sweet.
Yep. Every single one of them.
And... You just feel like you're having breakfast at home. Michael, what's your favorite part of the menu?
You know what my favorite part of the menu is? I'm going to tell you what it is. It's that it's a huge menu.
It is.
It's not a tiny menu. There's just so much to choose from. And that's what I like because some days you want to have egg whites. Some days you want to have poached eggs. Some days you want to go scrambled. Some days you want to make an omelet. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want, it's there for you. And that's what I love about Maddie's in the morning.
My favorite in the menu is called the Maddie's Huevos Rancheros. The way they make it is scrambled eggs, three of them, fire roasted corn, onions, red and green peppers, black beans, tomatoes, and cheddar cheese. And they actually put a homemade chili that they make in-house, served with home fries and a grilled cornbread that they make in-house as well. Very good. Like Michael said, there's an array of different options in the menu. So if you are in the mood for one thing over the other, they have it. They do have a small lunch menu as well.
It's delicious.
It is very delicious.
I recommend the chicken caprese.
Ah, there you go. So if you want to check out Maddie's, which I believe you should, they're located at 240 North Broadway in Salem, New Hampshire. Their hours of operation right now is Monday through Sunday from 7 to 2. And I believe they do lunch Monday through Saturday as well from 11 on.
Yes.
But it's breakfast all day, which is awesome.
And they have outdoor seating. Shout out to the crew.
Shout out to the crew. Thank you for being the restaurant of the week. OMG. Delicious. So back to our topic.
Yes, yes, y'all.
When discussing the creative mind or the competitive mind, Michael, what are your thoughts?
Well, the thing is that we have to remember that it's not really one or the other. It's not versus one
another. Definitely not.
It's what it is. It's that you have one. Everybody mm-hmm. does. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we forget that we do. And that can happen really easy. Just by, all you have to do is stop thinking, stop guarding your thoughts. And you're going to allow negative things to come into your aura. And it's going to become, you become what you think about.
Sure.
So you have to remember, I have a creative mind, not because I have one, because I am one. And I am one with the source that is the creative mind. So you can co-create, you can create your own story. We have to remember the universe operates from abundance. And this is what we were saying earlier, that there is no limitation. And we have to get that out of our heads, because that's what the competitive mind does. The laws are straightforward. And there's plenty to go around. This is what we've been saying.
Right.
And we don't need to wish to have what our neighbor has. And whenever, this is the thing, right? If ever you see somebody with something that's nice, send them silent love. Say, congratulations. Amen. I'm glad that you're okay. And I'm glad that you have that. But you know what else? That's me too.
Right.
Not in a sense that you're gonna have theirs, that you can also have that, because there's a law of abundance.
Right.
So you're gonna have your own. You see what I mean?
And that's only in the thought process that it's a physical thing that you're seeing. I focus more on the happiness part of it. If you see someone that's just happy, regardless of what they're doing,
congratulate them.
Congratulate them, because
in your heart,
coming from within, because you know that that's going to come back to you.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people are choosing to go that route. I personally want to be happy, and I want to see happiness in others. And so as I am happy within, I want to give off that vibe to others so that they find happiness in the things that they do and the things they want to accomplish.
Right. And you send that love. You send that silent energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Positivity. Those people, they don't even know you're thinking about them.
No.
You could be driving by a house and say, wow, what a nice house. You know, that's great for those people.
Congratulate them.
Congratulations. And they're inside like, huh, what was that wave of, I feel great now.
Something feels great here.
Right. But then there's people that see it and go, man, I wish that was me. I want that house. And
Right. Why
them and not me? You see, so that's giving off, that's a thought that's giving off a negative vibe. And you're sending that out, and you know what's going to come back. Like
sure.
attracts like. And this is what we're talking about. The competitive mind right away is going to say, oh, I want to get that. I want to get what they have. The competitive mind wants to dominate. It wants to dominate others. Why? Because it feels like there's not enough. So it starts to hoard things, starts to hoard money, starts to be, it's a selfish mentality. It might mm-hmm. even envy, might be jealous, might be, you know, it might turn to a boasting and bragging because, you know, they want to show off that they have something to prove something. We don't have to prove anything. There's enough to go around. It might turn, you know, into lying and stealing sometimes because you think that there's not enough and it's not necessary. There is enough to go around, and this is what we're talking about.
I think also there's an energy that's wasted in someone's life when they think that way, when they think, oh, I got to have that, or I want that, or, hey, work on yourself first. Obviously show this love to these folks that have what they have. They probably worked hard for it, but you can have that too. Whatever it is, it's there for you. Just believe that it's going to happen.
This is the truth. I want to digress for a second.
Okay.
It's episode 21.
Ah.
You know what Billy's favorite game is?
Which one?
21.
Blackjack? That's right. That's right. Shout out to Billy.
Shout out to Billy. But we have to keep something in mind. And we keep saying this over and over, but If you're dealing with someone that has a competitive mind, you're going to notice that they're always worried about what the other person has.
Mm-hmm.
And they always think that the only way to get it is through being competitive. And they're only going to do it by what you were saying, Will, is by looking over the shoulder, worried about what the neighbor's doing. You know, and we're saying you have a creative mind. You can create your own things. You can create your own world. It doesn't have to be material things. It could be the happiness that you were talking about. You can create that. There's enough to go around. And this is, you know, exactly what we're trying to say today. And how do you do that? Practice, practice, practice. You have to practice using your inner guidance. You have to hold on to your vision. This is what we say every week. Now we're hitting you on the head. Mm-hmm. Guarding your thoughts and watching what you say and give your whole story. You want to do it better? You want to do it so it's like foolproof? When you wake up in the morning and you're meditating, you're going to take that story that you have that you're like, listen, I don't even know where this story's headed because we don't know the how.
Right.
But instead of making it, you know, racking your brain on what's next, just give the story back to your inner self. Your inner self sorts that story out. While it's sorting that story out, you're working on a brand new story, but guess how you're doing it? You're giving that also back to your inner guidance. So you're only following your inner guidance to do everything. And then so all these things that we're talking about, you're working with Source to create the world that you really want by just having that imagination that you're using. The faith, the belief that you're having, just being grateful, because gratitude is what keeps you connected with power.
Sure.
And then always taking action, knowing that this feeling that you're getting that's so good is because you're using these four points that we just talked about to get what you want.
You just described the vibe you're in.
The vibe you're in. It's always about the vibe you're in. Wallace D. Waddle says, gratitude will lead your mind out along the ways which things come. And what is that? That's what you're manifesting, right?
Exactly.
And it will keep you in close harmony with creative thought and prevent you from falling into competitive thoughts. So just remember that. It's the gratitude. Always be grateful for what you have. Always be happy with things as the way they are, because things are always the way they should be. You have the power to change your story any time you want.
That's right.
Yes, y'all.
That is so true. So if you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Froggy's Party Pad.
The Enchantment Room.
The roof over our head love to do.
And you don't stop.
Thank you, froggiespartypad.com, for sponsoring our super producer engineer extraordinaire.
Short Fuse.
And as we always say, we are over.
And
out.
Thank you for listening. I feel it inside.